Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Supporters of casinos and slot machines won a big victory on Beacon Hill last night as the House overwhelmingly passed a bill to expand gambling in Massachusetts. In the vote, 120-37, House lawmakers authorized two resort-style casinos and thousands of slot machines at racetracks. It's a big departure from votes in recent years, which went down to defeat. This time was different, as WBUR's Kurt Nickisch reports.
It's not every day that in historically Puritan country, lawmakers vote for gambling. But yesterday was especially unusual on Beacon Hill. As the Tea Party movement rallied for tax cuts outside, House leaders unveiled their budget for next year. It would cut financial aid to cities and towns by nearly $250 million.
Chair recognizes Mr. Walsh of Lynn.
So when the debate on the floor turned to casino gambling, lawmakers such as Democrat Stephen Walsh were already seeing dollar signs.
And in the gaming bill, each and every one of you had an opportunity to see, based on the numbers, how your city would fare. And I think most of us are pretty happy to know that our cities are going to fare better. Most of us are pretty happy to know there's going to be increased money for local aid.
The bill would authorize two resort-style casinos and another 3,000 slot machines in all at existing horse and dog racetracks. Supporters say gaming fees would bring in $250,000 up front. Coincidentally, about the same amount the state could cut in local aid next year. But Representative Alice Wolf from Cambridge says her colleagues were being short-sighted, thinking about revenue and not about the social costs.
You know, this gambling bill, this is not just about this year. It's about the long run. This is not the right way to do this. My constituents say, raise the income tax if you have need for revenue, which we do.
That argument did not come close to carrying the day.
If all members voted who wish to do so, time for voting has expired. The clerk will display the tally.
The House voted down amendment after amendment from opponents. House Speaker Robert DeLeo showed his muscle, rounding up a veto-proof majority for his plan for both casinos and racetrack slots. It now goes to the state Senate, where DeLeo's counterpart, Therese Murray, is iffy on slot machines. Governor Deval Patrick is too. Still, at least on Beacon Hill, the debate seems to have shifted from whether to expand gambling to how and where to expand it. For WBUR, I'm Kurt Nickisch.